Right now, we're going to head up to Hillsboro and talk with the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens. A lot going on and happening in Hillsboro as always. Mayor, how are you?
I am doing really well, Aaron. It's a beautiful day in Hillsboro, a little quiet around the year, but this is why we live in North Carolina for days like this.
Absolutely. So we're in between meetings for Hillsboro Town Board, not meeting until next week, Monday. But I don't think we've had a chance to talk about the ongoing budget discussions in Hillsboro. Last week, we were talking with Chapel Hill Mayor Heminger, Carborough Mayor LaBelle, and then Commissioner Dorison for Orange County, all of them facing really significant budget concerns this year, tax increases kind of all across the board. Hillsboro going through that same discussion. So where do things stand now, as far as you know?
Well, you know, we're still working that out, Aaron, and absolutely have the same concerns that everybody does. You know, there's three principles when we're talking about our budget that we always go back to. And the first one is to take care of what we've got. If we've started some investments, to continue those. For example, we try to repave 5% of our roads every year, and we just want to keep up with that. If we do that, it's going to be less expensive in the long run. The second thing is to make some investments wisely, but to be, you know, very careful and strategic about that. One of the things that we're looking at, which would be very timely, is some fiber installation that would certainly have some long-term cost savings for town operations, but more and certainly we could also do this in conjunction with Orange County, one reason that's on our agenda right now, and so we could share in some savings. But could be that last mile kind of infrastructure that could help maybe extend some broadband up into this area. So that's something that we think is very important. And then the last thing is we want to keep the rates down as low as possible. We're hoping that we can get through this year without a tax rate. We really haven't seen the initial recommendation from the town manager yet. We expect that sort of any day now. In our budget retreat, we said let's see if there's anything that we can do, knowing the expenses that we have to do, to try to keep the tax rate at kind of where it is now and kind of live within that, even though we know we have some new positions and some pretty extraordinary expenses this year.
What are some of the big news? Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the big news, Aaron, is much more on the water and sewer side. And that has to do with we've just come off of the wastewater treatment plant expansion, and that's expensive. Some good news, it looks like our bond rating for the reservoir expansion has came very good, and so we're in the process of getting those bonds settled for the reservoir expansion. So the good news for Hillsboro is we've got a good supply of water. It's clean, it's dependable, it's pretty well managed, but the bad news is that it's expensive. And so we are, there's probably unavoidable to have a water rate increase. We haven't had a water rate increase for quite a number of years. We've had some sewer rate increases because of the wastewater treatment plant. But, you know, somewhere probably between 5 and 10%, you know, maybe for the next couple of years is what we're looking at. We're going to have a joint meeting of the town board and our water sewer advisory board to really hone in on what that rate should be that we can. We want to make sure that we can, you know, make sure that we're covering our infrastructure the way we need to do it right, to make sure our town has a dependable supply of water. We also want to keep it as low as possible. We already know we have pretty high rates, relatively speaking, and it's just one of those things of cost of living. It's high for everybody. It's very high here, and for people on the fixed income, that's very difficult. So those are the things that are weighing on us right now. It's on the water and sewer side.
So speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and you can get more information on town government online at hillsboronc.gov if you want more. So getting back to sort of the budget in general, I know you talked about it at the budget retreat, still ongoing conversations, but what are the things that you talked about in terms of kind of streamlining things to avoid that tax increase?
Well, you know, a lot of it is just being very, very careful about our operations, mm-hmm. very intentional about what we do. You and I have had this conversation, and I think anybody who gets to know our town staff, they are just extraordinary. They provide very, very quality service. They're kind of looking like, how can we do this more effectively? It's not, oh, let's just keep doing what we've been doing, and you know, until somebody makes us do something different. So proud of these folks. And even though their workload right now is extremely high, just trying to look at ways that, you know, are there things that we can make a little bit easier, a little bit more streamlined, ways that we can redesign some of the either departments or the processes we go through. We'll probably be looking like at the advisory boards might be some different ways, like where are we doing it. One of the things we're looking at, for example, is minutes. That we're kind of realizing we put, you know, we know that we want to do our communications really well, but we have a lot of our minutes are very, very detailed in terms of following along a conversation, probably more than they need to be. We do have recordings. We don't have the wherewithal now to broadcast all those recordings, but they are pretty readily available. And so we've come up with some things that we're trying to really streamline the minutes so they're much more brief, much more functional, really much more informative in terms of our record keeping, and still make the recordings available for citizens. For example, or if we need to go back and look a little bit more detail about what our particular conversations were. So big ways and small, we're really trying to figure out what can we do to keep the costs down. But the you know, we're a growing town, and the workload is continues to increase. And so at certain points, you just have to keep making sure that we take care of our staff and take care of, as we say, take care of what we got, make our investments very, you know, very, very strategic and wise, and try to keep the rate down as much as we can.
Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Meeting of the board next week, Monday the 14th, and we'll talk about that next week. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.